Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That's Thomas Ian Nicholas and the Thomas Nicholas Band making their debut at the Athenaeum Theater tonight. You can check out the band. You saw maybe at Wrigley Field yesterday throwing out the first pitch. Thomas, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. How about yourself? Thanks for having me on the air.
That's the perfect mashup of your careers, right? You singing a song about a movie that made you famous.
Well, you know, being that I'm in Chicago, I think Rookie of the Year was the first movie to make me famous.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So do the time layout. That would have been, of course, you were younger for Rookie of the Year, and then American Pie. Was that the order of events?
Yeah. I shot the first time in Chicago. We shot Rookie of the Year at the end of 1992. Of course, the film was released the summer of 93. And then the same sort of thing happened for American Pie. I shot at the end of 99 or at 98, and then it came out the summer of 99. So they were 6 years apart. And I was essentially playing my own age both times, 12 and then 18.
Wow. What do you remember most fondly about making those movies?
You know, I'm just always happy when I'm working. I love creating characters for the screen or, you know, now writing songs for my albums. I just released my 7th album, but I'm also simultaneously shooting a brand new TV series called A Motel with William Forsythe. So, and Mark Pellegrino. I just stay busy in the creative space, and that's what keeps me happy.
Tell me about that. I was looking up your IMDb and Wiki and stuff like that, so I've got everything I need to know about Rookie of the Year, American Pie, Rules of Attraction. In fact, I was thinking you could do a 6 Degrees of You, because the stars you have worked with through your career or have co-starred with in these movies, it's a real fun list.
Yeah, I'm trying to compete with Kevin Bacon, right? The 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Exactly. I mean, Rules of Attraction, Jessica Biel, Kate Bosworth, Faye Dunaway, Eric Stoltz, Fred Savage, American Pie or Apple Pie. You got Jennifer Coolidge, Chris Klein, Eugene Levy, Natasha Lyonne. She's having a great run. Tara Reid, Mina Suvari, Jason Biggs, of course. Gary Busey in Rookie of the Year. I won't even go down that list, but man, what fun. I don't suppose you're all on the same set at the same time, though, right?
I mean, it depends on what things are scheduled. So, you know, sometimes you can be on the set the same day as other actors if, you know, you're shooting your scenes with someone else in the morning and then they're doing something else later. It's kind of location dependent sometimes. But, yeah, I mean, I'm very, very thankful for the career that I've had and the career that I am currently experiencing. You know, you're mentioning great names. The TV show that I'm working on now, I mentioned William Forsythe, Mark Pellegrino. There's Jake Weber, Jeff Fahey, Nikki Whalen. My son is in the show, which he was in my last TV show as well. So, and he goes.
What's this
by
new
the
show about?
Name. This one it's called A Motel, and it is a crime dramedy, sort of the intermingling of, you know, I guess different mobs, like the Russian mob, the Italian mob, and, you know, some illicit dealings of sorts and drug dealers and all that kind of stuff. Vastly different from my last TV show, Underdeveloped, which was you can watch the first season on Amazon for free. And it's kind of like The Office, but we're in a production office. Tom Arnold plays my boss, and my son plays Tom Arnold's son on the show.
Wow. Oh, that must have been fun, huh?
Oh, it was a great time. And it's really weird, especially this year, being that I was 12 in Rookie of the Year, and now I have a 12-year-old son. I don't know how that quite – it feels like I was here, you know, yesterday I was 12, and now I've got a 12-year-old son. I don't even know how that happened. I mean, I know how that happened, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I get that. Yeah.
So
when you were, though, up and coming as a young man making these movies, did you have the rock and roll urge, or how do you go from one to the other?
I started playing guitar when I was about 14, and I started recording songs in my first album when I was about 17. And at first, you know, music for me was something to kind of keep my creative sort of flow while waiting, especially on set. You know, you're sitting in your trailer for hours at a time, sometimes waiting for the next shot or setup. And then it just kind of, you know, I think for me, I always want to do both, because as an actor, it's my ability to portray someone else, be directed by someone else, and bring a character to life. As a musician, for the most part, it's how to be me and tell my story, which is, you know, can sometimes be, like on my recent album, it's very therapeutic. I kind of opened up a little bit more on a personal level, you know, which is, I think, a healthy thing that we all need to do. We all need to get our inner thoughts out into words and share them.
Are you talking about a song like Wrong Side?
Yeah, Wrong Side, Never Enough, that I wrote with, well, Wrong Side I wrote with Ace Enders from a band called The Early November, and they guested on it. I worked with Aaron Jones, and he featured on the song Never Enough. And then, you know, there's the song Back for More with featuring Less Than Jake, and of course the title track, We're Gonna Be Okay, that I wrote and recorded with Bowling for Soup.
Well, and Bowling for Soup was actually, they had a song that you sort of parodied that we bumped with here that spoke a little bit about American Pie, right?
Yeah. It's a funny story, actually. I ended up doing a podcast with Jarrett Reddick, the lead singer of Bowling for Soup. We watched American Pie with a live audience in Dallas at the Lava Cantina. And then afterwards, we played an acoustic show. And as a joke, if you've ever seen Bowling for Soup, you know, Jarrett's really funny on stage. And so as a joke, he's singing 1985. He finishes the first chorus. And because we just watched American Pie, he jokingly said, you know, we should sing lyrics about American Pie. So we tried, like, off the cuff, which we failed miserably. I'm pretty sure one of the lines was, you know, I think one of us saying, like, Finch couldn't get his Vespa started, and then someone from the audience yelled, and then somebody farted. And, like, it was just, like, a ridiculous moment. But I went away from that moment thinking, wow, that would be a really fun parody.
Right.
I did a TikTok video. It got 500,000 views. And Jarrett invited me into the studio with Bowling for Soup. And the song came out, I think, now I want to say last year. I first performed it with Bowling for Soup here in Chicago at the House of Blues.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a great room, too. I will say this. The idea that you watched American Pie with a movie theater audience must have been really fun. I don't think I have ever been in a theater where the crowd was laughing louder and more often and harder than at American Pie. And some of it was just shock laugh, and some of it was hilarious laugh. Did you feel that energy, or was it as funny to you when you watched the movie?
You know, it was. And in recent times, to celebrate the 25th anniversary, I've been doing this other part of my tour called American Pie Emo Night, where we play the movie at, you know, a venue before my band plays.
And, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Like, and then like a DJ set, and we have a Blink-182 tribute act that comes and performs. So we did this recently in Buffalo, New York, and you're going to laugh when I tell you what happened. So we're playing the movie, and, you know, it'll be like everyone's kind of just murmuring and talking and hanging out because, you know, everyone's seen the movie 50 times, but it's just about the nostalgia. But I tell you this, you've never heard a bar get so quickly silent as when the moment happened with Nadia's scene. And she takes her top off, the whole bar was instantaneously quiet.
Caught their attention. Your band is performing. So this is Thomas Nicholas Band. You guys are going to be on stage at the Athenaeum Theater. The doors open at 7 o'clock. Shows start at 7:30. I think you can still get tickets. It's nice to talk to you, and have a great time in Chicago.
Thank you. Yeah, we've got a good lineup for tonight. Local favorites, The Runaround, Mark Rose from Spitalfield, and Eugene Levy is performing tonight. The band,
yeah, that's
not
a,
the actor.
Wait. Thank you. I'm sure they're great. All right. Thanks for joining us, and have a good show tonight.
All right. Thank you.